gloriously sunny Monday, 26 September 2011 in Oroville after a strong wind rainstorm last night. Tonight, more rain forecasted. Here's a short excerpt of an interview with Alain Goncola speaking about the road in progress around the solar kitchen area.
Yes, we started mid-July, but 15 days later, some lorry owners have demanded that the materials such as broken granite and sand should be supplied only by them, only by their lorries, and also at a price which is some 15% higher than the market price. So definitely we insisted to continue with our current suppliers. They come in the morning and they stop the work as long as we do not agree to deliver, to accept their supply.
So how is addressed, how has been addressed this situation?
First, the secretary has tried to help. Then presently the working committee is addressing the situation. This group, they want to rule and manage the Oroville area as far as this material is concerned. And we have not yet been able to go according to our own way. We have still to go according to their way. It is really a big issue, a big problem, and I really do not know.
11 more talks from Georges van Freckham commencing October 8th, beginning with the subject of evolution, generally thought to be well known, as is the term Darwinism. Now, evolution from the outset had a close connection with religion and life. The spiritual interpretation of evolution is the backbone of Sri Aurobindo's worldview, directly impacting our understanding of the yoga and the aim of life. Georges' latest book, Evolution, Religion and the Unknown God, will be available at Savitri Bhavan in time for the talk. First one is Saturday, October 8th, 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan. CSA, that's Community Supported Agricultural Project, is growing. It's still in its humble stages, but more people are joining every week. Seeing how we've become disassociated with where our food comes from, the aim is to rebuild that relationship outside the paradigm of a centralized decision-making authority. The use of public spaces has to be seriously considered, and how to optimize food production on a social level, not just on our farms. If everyone had a small garden, which is completely realistic, the awareness for food security would be increased. People would start to eat more of the things that are appropriate for our bioregion. There will be another meeting about growing food in public spaces on Wednesday, 4 p.m. at Solitude Farm. Email orovillecsa@gmail.com for further information. The Oroville Film Festival 2011, running 5 days beginning this Thursday. Oroville Radio will do a live internet broadcast featuring roundtable discussions, interactions with filmmakers, directors, spectators in general of the film screened. Listen to Oroville Radio 6 to 7 p.m. starting 29 September, running through the 3rd of October. Living Roots, an American program that has been bringing university-age students to Oroville since 1991 to study sustainable community development, ecology, and spirituality, invites Orovillian youth aged 18 to 25 to apply for a scholarship in the spring 2012 semester program, which runs 22nd January through 2nd of May. As this is a residential program, Oroville youth will be expected to live with the American students in order to participate fully in the program. It will not be possible to have a job or go to another school while enrolled in the program. A high level of maturity and motivation are required, and those interested may call Abby, 944-235-5293, or email abby@oroville.org.in. And here's an excerpt from the mother about a new comet from the Mother's Agenda, 30th of October and 3rd of November, 1965. You know that there is a new comet, the comet Ikeda-Seki. I saw the comet, and suddenly I found myself above the Earth, and I saw a being who seemed to be associated with this comet, sexless, neither male nor female, a young being, charming, full of a sort of joy, spreading in the Earth atmosphere a sort of substance that was heavier than matter, not heavier but denser and jelly-like. It was as though he had taken advantage of the comet passing near the Earth to spread that substance. And at the same time, I was told, it was to help for the transformation of the Earth. And he showed me how to make that substance circulate in the atmosphere. Just for fun, I said to myself, oh, it would be quite interesting to see this comet as it can be seen through the most powerful telescope ever invented. And barely had the thought come, I opened my eyes and I saw the comet as it could be seen with the most powerful telescope, quite bright and with its tail. And the effect is going on. That substance I told you about is still acting in the Earth's atmosphere. Don't you feel it? Well, you've been listening to Auroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Chloe, Gilles, Miriam, Tanya, plus volunteers Albert and Fleur. Comments and questions may be directed to auroville.org. Thanks for listening.